For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. The first major snowfall of the season is expected to hit the area late tonight through late tomorrow night. The National Weather Service reports that a winter system is expected to move through the Midwest from west to east, bringing a prolonged period of light to moderate snowfall to southwest and west central Wisconsin. Probabilities of 6 or more inches of snow are 70 to 80%. Travel could be very difficult, with impacts to post-Thanksgiving travel possible. With the threat of heavy snowfall and cold temperatures this weekend, it is good to be prepared and take precautions. The following steps should be taken to be prepared. Follow the instructions of state and local officials and listen to local radio or TV stations for updated emergency information. Gather supplies in case you need to stay home for several days without power. Keep in mind each person's specific needs, including medication, and don't forget the needs of your pets. Fully charge your phone and other electronic items before the storm in case you lose power. Avoid non-essential travel. If you must go out, make sure your vehicle is in good working condition. Fill your gas tank before the storm hits, and check that your car's emergency supply kit is fully stocked before traveling. Limit your time outside. If you need to go outside, wear layers of warm clothing and watch for signs of frostbite and hypothermia. Heat your home safely. Remember to keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from items that can burn and plug them directly into the wall. Never use a gas stovetop or oven to heat your home. The City of Richland Center is reminding residents that alternate side parking begins Monday at 12:01 a.m. and will run through Friday, February 28th. People parking vehicles on city streets are required to abide by alternate side parking regulations each night between these dates. Alternate side parking will be enforced between the hours of 12:01 a.m. and 7 a.m. Owners of a vehicle in violation of alternate side parking regulations will be subject to a parking ticket. Alternate side parking enforcement will take place randomly throughout the week in addition to when the city receives an accumulation of snow and or ice. During a period of unusually severe winter weather, the city may declare a snow removal emergency. During a snow removal emergency, parking is prohibited on all city streets and highways. Residents would be required to find off-street parking for up to 72 hours or until snow removal operations are declared completed by the Public Works Superintendent. Violations of a snow removal emergency will result in a ticket. Alternate side parking requires vehicles to be parked on the odd number side of the street on odd numbered dates and even-numbered sides of the street on even-numbered dates. Residents need to remember that the date during the overnight hours of 12:01 a.m. to 7 a.m. determines odd or even-side parking. Checking the City of Richland Center website or checking the Richland Center Police Department Facebook page can keep you up to date on all alternate side parking and snow emergency information. Today is Black Friday, and there may not be as much of a spending boom this year, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Estimates say Black Friday spending could grow from 2.9 to 3.4% from last year. So that's still growth, but it's less growth than we typically see. On average, there's usually a 5% jump year to year. Experts tie that to economic uncertainty and the high cost of living all over the country. Marketing company Omnisend says Americans could spend close to $80 billion on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But because of economic pressure, retailers may put more emphasis on their buy now, pay later programs. On top of that, some activist groups are calling for boycotts. A coalition of organizations, including American Opposition and the Progressive Network, are asking people to stop shopping at big box stores through Tuesday, although they encourage shopping small. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center is proud to announce the opening of the RAMC Laval Clinic on December, bringing expanded primary, preventive, and wellness care to Laval and surrounding communities. The new clinic reflects RAMC's mission on going beyond the expected by providing care closer to home and strengthening access to health care for rural residents. Located at State Highway 3358 near the Laval Telephone Cooperative Building, RAMC Laval Clinic will provide scheduled primary care visits and basic on-site lab services, with future plans to introduce pharmacy support for added convenience. Appointments are now being scheduled by calling RAMC's appointment line at 608-524-6477. Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. Local chambers of commerce and downtown associations encourage shoppers to visit small businesses in their own hometown to give local businesses a slice of the holiday shopping pie. Small businesses are the backbone of the local economy and supporting local communities. The U.S. Small Business Administration says that since 2010, over $223 billion has been spent with local small businesses. There is still time to support the Weston FBLA's annual food and hygiene drive. Non-perishable, unexpired food items and personal hygiene products are being accepted through Wednesday at either the Weston School office or can be dropped off at area locations, which include Royal Bank in both Casanova and Laval, Casmart, Boston's Bar, Alibi's Bar and Grill, Saltwettle's Store, Lime Ridge Ag, Hill Point Hideaway, St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Casanova, Everlasting Hope Christian Fellowship, and St. Paul's Lutheran Church, both in Hill Point. Donations benefit Weston Giving Tree Families, the Reedsburg Food Pantry, Passages, and the Ada James After School Program. For more information, call Maggie Landsinger at 608-983-2380, extension 222, or email landsinger@weston.k12.wi.us. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
A huge win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers over the Lions, 31-24 here at Ford Field in Detroit. Green Bay with a clutch play on 4th and 3 with less than 2 minutes left to seal the deal. Matt LaFleur on the decision to go for it.
Well, I kind of made up my mind prior to that. I told Jordan, hey, we got 2 downs here. We got to get 1 of the 2. So I just can't say enough great things about Wicks. We've all seen the type of season that it's been for him in regards to battling through. He's been injured quite a bit. It's been in and out of the lineup, but he made critical plays all game.
Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks making a catch for a 16-yard gain told me how he beat Detroit's premier safety Brian Branch on the route over the middle.
I just knew he was gonna hold, which they always do, so I had to really like get vertical and break it off, you know, and he threw it up and I made the play.
So the Packers now 8-3. The Lions fall to 7-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are keeping an eye on a system that could bring some pretty good snow to much of the region tonight, tomorrow. We're talking snowfall amounts from 3 to 6 or more inches by the time it all winds down. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to around 28 for a high tonight. Snow after midnight. Tomorrow, snow 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.